News brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare, healing for life.
This is Dr. Linda Leckman with Healing for Life. Healthcare providers consistently encourage patients to get more exercise, especially patients with chronic conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. Exercise is medicine for many of these conditions, but unlike popping a pill, it takes more effort and education to get started. To help patients who need to start an exercise program and get active, Intermountain Healthcare opened a new Move Well studio at the Salt Lake Clinic location. According to Dr. Mark Lewis, medical director and internal medicine physician at the Salt Lake Clinic, so often we see patients who need exercise but don't know where to start. With the Move Well studio, I can send my patients downstairs to be evaluated and know that they will get a personalized program that will start them on the right path. The Move Well studio is staffed by exercise physiologists and fitness experts from the Live Well Center, who educate, train, and oversee individuals with a personalized exercise plan. Anyone, regardless of age, weight, health condition, or activity level, can benefit. For more information, visit livewellcenter.org/movewellstudio. I'm Dr. Linda Leckman with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Hi, I'm Karen Peterson with Oakdale Egg Farms. My great-grandpa Cecil started our family farm more than 100 years ago in Cache Valley when he received a wedding gift of 10 chickens. My favorite holiday traditions are baking with my grandma and mom on the farm. We use our Oakdale omega-3 brown eggs because they're always fresh and nutritious. They're loaded with at least 300 milligrams of total omega-3s and are an excellent source of vitamin D and now vitamin E too. And no hormones or antibiotics are ever added. Look for Oakdale eggs at your local grocer or visit oakdale.com.
A short-term mortgage from Cypress Credit Union has never sounded sweeter. For a limited time, get a short and sweet mortgage at a special low rate of 2.99%. Our short and sweet mortgages require no appraisal or down payment and come with low fixed closing costs. Find out how sweet a short-term mortgage can be. Stop by a Cypress branch or visit cypresscu.com today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
KSL News Radio and Xfinity Home bring you Crime Watch. Help protect your family and keep your home and community safe from crime with timely tips from Sheriff Jim Winder's office. With another local police officer tragedy in our community, we are reminded of the need to recognize that respect is a two-way street. Law enforcement can only be successful with the support of the community we serve. When we lose that social contract to be decent to each other, it's impossible for any of us to live in a safe and secure community. Behind the uniform, there are human beings, and if we learn to treat each other that way, we will have a better community. View or download KSL Crime Watch episodes at ksl.com/crimewatch. KSL Crime Watch is brought to you by Xfinity Home, providing a total home security solution with 24/7 professional monitoring, live video monitoring, and more for 24/7 peace of mind. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go online today. Restrictions apply.
We continue to follow a developing story for you here on KSL News Radio. Police say a suspect is in custody after a stabbing attack at Mountain View High School in Orem. A 16-year-old male is in custody. We are getting this information that the Orem, Utah city government says in a Facebook post that none of the injuries in the high school stabbing appear to be life-threatening. We still do not know the extent of the injuries. We still do not know the number of people stabbed. We are expecting Orem police to be holding somewhat of a press conference any minute now. Our Peter Seymour just arrived on the scene, and when this press conference happens, you'll hear it live right here on KSL News Radio.
We are watching Utah's money. Home Depot beat expectations when it released third quarter profits this morning. Earnings are up 14% compared to a year ago.
Amazon is expanding its one-hour delivery service to all Prime members living in Tokyo, Japan. The company's been testing out the service in smaller areas in several major cities.
A push on Twitter to get Kellogg's to create a version of Frosted Flakes with cinnamon is becoming a reality. The company says cinnamon was the most requested addition to their cereal on social media, and they've been working for a year to get the recipe just right.
We've got mixed markets right now. Dow is down 35 points, down about 0.2% to 18,835. NASDAQ, though, is up 38 points. S&P 500 right now up 6 points.
We want to encourage you to join us tomorrow if you have time for a service project. We will be contributing to a wonderful place called Palmer Court. It is a long-term housing and services facility for Utah's homeless, particularly families and children.
Yeah, and tomorrow, yeah.
We're just going to be decorating.
We're going to be decorating for Christmas. That's exactly right. Tomorrow from 9:30 to noon, it's at 999 Main Street right here in Salt Lake City. Stay as long or as little as you're able to and help us just deck this place out, get it ready and looking really good for Christmas.
If you have any extra decorations at home that you can part with that you haven't used for a while, bring them along with you because we have a lot to decorate. We'll need garland and lights and everything else.
All that stuff, yeah.
But you don't need that. You
right.
can just come and
Help us
yeah,
out.
Yeah, with a little elbow grease.
We would just love to know if you're going to be there, and you can sign up at UtahGivesBack.com, presented by Select Health.
My husband and I agree on something. Well, we agree on a lot, but
yeah.
one of the things we agree
more
on
than one thing,
yes,
yeah.
is that if it's in the utility room, we don't mess with it ourselves.
Yeah, that's probably a good policy.
You know, if it has to do with the water heater or any of those things in there, we let Superior Water and Air handle it.
I'm thinking of the furnace, and then you've got the water heater, then you've got a soft water system.
Right.
You've got one of the home standby generators. That one's actually outside.
Yeah, but we don't try and fix it ourselves. We don't try because we know if we do that, it's going to cost thousands more than it should have.
You know, Superior Water and Air, they can handle everything inside the utility room because they're our house guys. They want to take care of our homes forever, and it shows in the work that they do. If you don't know, give them a call. Have them come on over.
Yeah, they don't want to just come out and do one thing and sell us something that we don't need for way more money than it should cost. They take care of us, and they'll take care of us for generations.
Call Superior Water and Air right now, 974-9090 or superiorwaterandair.com.
That's Superior Water and Air.
Hey, everybody, I'm Andy Farnsworth.
I'm Tyson Webb.
And I'm Adam Thomas. We're the SLC Fanboys.
We're interested in comics, games, Star Wars, Star Trek, superheroes, and more.
And in our roles as USDA certified geeks, we review movies, TV shows, conspiracy theories, and spoilers. You know, the important stuff.
You can find the SLC Fanboys podcast on iTunes and Google Play, or listen to us on the KSL News Radio app powered by your Utah Honda dealers.
Download our new app today. Text the word APP to 57500.
We're still following this developing story, this situation out of Mountain View High School down in Orem where a stabbing has happened. A 16-year-old student apparently is in custody, according to police. I'm seeing some pictures right now. Our Peter Seymour just got there with pictures of students standing outside of the school. He was saying that they were not able to get in because the school was on lockdown.
And they arrived a little bit late.
They did.
So some 30-plus students there waiting to get in. We're still awaiting this press conference, which could begin at any time. We did hear from Orem City a little while ago in a Facebook post that none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening, although we need details on the condition of those students.
Yeah, for sure. Again, we're waiting for Lieutenant Craig Martinez and the Orem Police Department to let the media know, let parents know as well exactly what's going on, how bad some of these injuries might be. When that press conference begins, you'll hear it right here on KSL News Radio.
Right now.